Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Madame Fuyin's Davos Time, Challenges and Choices. The virtual Davos agenda meeting gathered world leaders and global leading figures, while Madame Fuyin, chairperson of CISS, shared her opinion on how to address the urgent need for global cooperation. She gave special emphasis to curbing the global pandemic and shaping a healthy China-U.S. relationship. On our program today, we will be listening to Madame Fu's Davos agenda speech given during the Resetting Geopolitics Leadership Panel. Please stay tuned.
Thank you very much. First, I want to say that I share the concerns and the propositions by the previous speakers about the international fight against the pandemic. When Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke at the Davos agenda in his special address, he said that humanity endured multiple crises rarely seen in human history. And he also said that there is no doubt that humanity will prevail over the virus and emerge even stronger from the disaster. I also agree with you that major countries or countries in the world should join hands in fighting pandemic. And it has been disappointing that over the past years, we haven't seen the kind of unity that was demonstrated when we entered the 21st century during the fight against terrorism, for example, the general efforts to fight against the financial crisis. And that is why I think there's so much attention given to the relationship between China and U.S. And there's such a high expectation of China, U.S. coming together, joining hands together with the rest of the world to overcome this serious threat to mankind. I think we cannot underestimate the serious damage the China-U.S. relationship has endured over the past years, and it's a challenge for both sides to find the right way forward. My observation is that the current new U.S. administration needs time to estimate what are the areas it has to cooperate with China and what are the areas it needs to manage with China, avoiding conflicts. And for the Chinese side, I think we also need to reflect and observe what is the intention, what is the next move by the United States. We are all aware that in the international relations, it's very important for countries to have accurate judgment, accurate estimation of each other. And how China and U.S. define their relationship is important, not only for the two countries, but also to the world. I noticed that the new White House spokesperson, Jane Psaki, said in one of the statements to the effect that strategic competition with China is a defining feature of the 21st century. Admittedly, there are elements of competition in our economic relationship, but I think the competition should be fair and for the purpose of a common progress. That's the kind of competition which exists in any relationship. But the concept of strategic competition, I think it won't find much agreement here in China. China's fundamental view for the 21st century is to maintain peace and cooperation, peace and stability. And China has no intention of vying for world dominance. You don't hear people here in China advocating for competing with the United States for world dominance. It just doesn't exist. Should America's hegemonistic power appear to be in some kind of decline, it would have to be caused by its own mistakes, like a strategic overstretch. the future world trend, from our point of view, is more likely to be multipolarization rather than hegemonistic replacement. I myself was quite astonished by the unbridled and chaotic policy measures that was coming out of Washington over the past years, and I'm curious too to see what's next. Most people expect that there can be some rational and professional approach and sensible policies. You ask about cooperation. I think many of you mentioned that the united global response to COVID-19 is the most pressing task for the world today. And I think China, US, and together with other countries, we should encourage health experts and scientists to maximize their role and to intensify research to help fight the virus. We also need to cooperate on vaccine development and the distribution, as was mentioned. And we should also coordinate policies on such issues as cross-border traveling, on global norms regarding the measures, the efforts we're taking against the pandemic. Furthermore, discussion and cooperation on global issues such as climate change also needs to be resumed, and the American return to the Paris Agreement is a welcoming step. There is also the need for cooperation in the newly emerging areas like AI, like 5G. I think some of the Chinese companies have been successful, and that seemed to have sparked a fear in the US, which I think is entirely unnecessary. Instead, I think there is the need for joining hands between China, US, and other countries to develop the norms governing the application of AI technologies, which is in urgent need. So, generally speaking, I think the world problems are complex, and China's approach is to uphold multilateralism and develop a community with a shared future for mankind. Thank you.